mind, body, and spirit. A lot of times we go through life focused about things that have happened in the past or worried about what will happen in the future. We struggle with anxiety that doesn't go away or depression that digs us deeper and deeper down. With all the new and fast ways to communicate with social media, we constantly hold in our hands reasons to be sad. We look at Instagram models and compare ourselves or have a 24/7 access to news, which is always negative. In our brains, we get bombarded with wars, famine, shootings, killings. All this constant negativity pulls us under and under until we get physically sick. Hi, my name's Amina, and in this series, we'll be using the Stress Management Handbook by Lori A. Rubenstein to help with the mind, body, and spirit approach to us taking back our minds and emotions. We will train our brains to not go directly into the fight or flight response. You know what I mean. Heart pounding, suffocating, the feeling of suffocating, hands and feet going numb, the walls closing in. We'll figure out how to stop those pesky attacks in their tracks. You know, over 80 to 90% of all illness is stress related. That means having illnesses like heart disease, lung disease, cancer, anxiety, depression, all these illnesses are intensified by stress. Stress weakens our immune system and hence we're more prone to illness. So if you find yourself getting sick a lot, like, you know, like every day you're sitting there and you have a cold, or you have the flu, or you have no energy, you just feel generally like shit, well, I'm telling you, a big chunk of that is probably towards the stress in your life and how you're not dealing with that stress or how you're causing more stress upon yourself. It's crazy how this one simple word, stress, can ultimately lead to death or a very unhappy life. Well, the good thing is I'm here to guide you through an emotional and physical healing using all the power straight from your brain. Ever heard of mind over matter? Well, we're putting that phrase to use. Mind, body, and spirit. Guided healing by Amina.
Mind, body, and spirit. Hi guys, welcome back. It's Amina. For this episode today, we are going to be talking about meditation. Last episode, I talked to you guys about how stress can impact so much in your life. And now we're going to start actually talking about the tools you can use to reduce your stress. One of them, proven by many professionals and psychiatrists, is meditation. How are professionals using meditation to treat patients? Well, the whole goal of meditation is to train the body for self-awareness and grounding yourself to reality. Panic and stress and anxiety comes from worrying about the future or past. It's your mind consistently in the state of what's going to happen. What if this happens? Oh my God, this did happen. I can't deal with it. That's why our hearts start pounding, why we start going into fight or flight, you know, all that fun stuff. What we try to do is bring it back down. We try to bring ourselves down, ground ourselves to the present moment, and just breathe. And that's really easier said than done, hence why meditation is here to help us with that. And if you don't believe me, I'm just gonna spit out a couple of statistics for you. So studies show that meditation helps you train your brain to focus and reduce distractions. It improves cognition, like your working memory, and how you execute functions. So just by meditating, you can focus better. So that means on exams, tests, you can remember material better for exams and tests. It can even help you with depression and anxiety. In the University of Oxford, psychiatrists paired meditation with cognitive therapy for an 8-week program. They did this program, and the results showed that it helped prevent and treat depression as efficiently as antidepressants. So that's pretty cool, the fact that you could change your own mind the same way that medication could change it. And that's what we're trying to do, is give you your own tools to use so you can stop stress and anxiety and just bring yourself back down and learn how to calm down by yourself. So today we have a special guest, one of my friends that we're going to be interviewing, and he has, for the past couple of months, honestly, incorporated meditation to his life as a daily thing, and we're just going to talk to him about it. All right, so this is my friend, Artem Napolsky, who recently incorporated meditation into his daily life for the last couple of months, right?
Yep, I think I started meditating for a few months now.
Why did you start doing it?
I started doing this because my anxiety became really bad and I would experience panic attacks quite frequently. So I decided to take the situation in my hands.
Would you say that it did help in your life?
It definitely did help in my life. I will say that for the first few days that I started meditating, I did not see the effect right away. However, after a while, let's say after a few weeks of meditating every day constantly, I definitely saw benefits for my mental health.
What changes did you notice in general?
My mood, overall mood became better, definitely, yes. But I also realized that through meditation, I found a sense of calm and peace of mind. I could definitely see my emotions, where they come from, how I can control them.
What was the hardest part? What would you say?
Consistency, staying consistent and doing it every day. It is definitely recommended to meditate every day, but, you know, life gets in the way.
Yeah, I feel like that's the hardest part, is actually staying with something.
Yep.
Because, like, making something into a habit is not the easiest thing ever. How did you learn how to do it?
I was definitely looking into a lot of help online. I tried numerous apps, but one app that really stuck with me is called Balance, and it's available in App Store or Google Play.
Not sponsored. But no. Sponsor me.
Not sponsored, but personal preference, I really like Balance. It's very suitable for, I believe, every user. It has a lot of different kinds of meditation. So let's say if you're anxious, there is a meditation for anxiety. But it also teaches you how to just take control of your emotions and control your thoughts.
Definitely. Yeah. Honestly, I also downloaded Balance. I'm just a little bit more of a slacker when it comes to meditating. I found my meditation in different ways. There's other forms of meditation, just like drawing or reading or anything to kind of just ground yourself in the present moment. Would you recommend this to others?
I definitely would, yes. There was numerous research articles showed that meditation definitely helps and improves an individual's well-being and mental health. If I had to give advice to someone, I would definitely say yes, try it out.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and deciding to have an interview with me.
All right. Thank
you.
We
appreciate you. All right. So you heard it here. First-hand effects of meditation, and, you know, just honestly go on Google, just look up statistics, and you'll see how much it helps. And like we both mentioned, it doesn't just have to be you sitting there and doing breathing exercises and stuff. Meditation is all forms that just grounds you to the present. It's anything to where you're focusing your mind on something, training it to focus and not to wander off and think about the past, the future, the blah, blah, and get you stressed out. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.
Is that all for you today?